Did you have a chance to attend any of the iPhone 101 or 102 classes? Well, we have a guest with us today to talk just about that. Let's go! Good morning, Chet, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Well, it looks like we got a visitor today, Chet.
Yeah, I saw somebody come in.
Yeah, it's Tom Louiebrand, Vice President at Apple. Glad to join you, too.
All right.
Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Wanted you here today, Tom, to give a little feedback on just the sessions we had, our iPhone 101 couple of those back-to-back, and then a 102. So what do you think?
The 102 went quite well. It went just as well as 101. We had a lot of good feedback from the people. They are no longer afraid to tinker with their phones. They are eager to learn new things. They're going to start doing some research onto their own because they understand a little bit more about Apple products.
Well, that's the intent anyway, yeah. It seemed right. Like they came away pretty happy today.
Yeah, I think so. And they're realizing the power that they have at their fingertips and how they can use it in everyday life. And every time we show them something, they keep saying, wow, I didn't know it could do that. And they just learn something else every time. It's just incredible.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a break until the fall, but we're going to start some new sessions in the fall. We'll probably start back with 101. And while the three of us are here, we'd like to get a little input from you, Chet, what you think those 101 classes should include.
That's an interesting problem. One thing I would like to do, though, is Tom, you said that you were vice president of Apple. You meant Apple Club.
Yeah. Apple Club. Oh, I'm with you now.
You got a promotion.
Just want to make sure that we all understand it.
Yeah, how's Tim doing?
My income is probably the same as yours, Chet.
True. Okay. Yeah, I think the thing that we need to somehow figure out how to do is get across to people why they are doing certain things on their phones. And not just the fact that I can tap a button on the screen and have something happen. Why would I tap that button? Which it takes us into a little bit deeper thing. I'm going to show a couple of things in the presentation in April about those. Some of the quick tips. You know, why would I copy and paste?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I was thinking about everyday usage. Why people would want to use their phone? Why would they want to learn more about their phone? So I was thinking of a real life example, and I'm going on a cruise shortly, and I find I'm using my phone quite a bit for the cruise. So I use the calendar app to put the cruise on it, and then I want to get ready for the cruise. Well, I have to have my documents stored somewhere else if I lose my passport or driver's license.
Right.
So I have a picture of my passport and driver's license. I put it in files, and I'm sharing it with my wife in case I lose my phone. Then she's right there, and she can access that information.
Yes, that's a good tip.
Yeah, my excursion documents and my boarding pass is in my e-wallet, so I could just call it up. Of course, I'll be checking the weather. Most people know how to use the weather. Mm-hmm. And then for the packing list, I'll either use the reminders list or I'll put it in notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So either one of those are good. We have friends coming in from North Carolina. I have to pick them up at the airport. Well, I'll go to the airplane app, and I'll look and see if the plane is running late or not. It'll tell me the time that it's coming in.
Right.
So I can go in the cell phone lot, and then when they show up at the curbside, they'll let me know. They'll send a text. So, and of course, a GPS to pick up the friends. And then that's even before I get on the cruise. So if I'm going to take Dramamine, that's a drug that I would have to take. And if I'm taking an existing drug, then Apple will tell me if there is a conflict between the two drugs.
Right.
So that's a benefit.
Plus and the schedule is your taking time too, right?
Yes.
That's
but
right.
You record the fact you took it.
Yeah, and that way you don't need one of those containers that have Sunday through Saturday. You just do it on your watch. And then the cruise lines all have their apps, and you could plan your activities, and you could put a check mark or a star by it, and it'll remind you when it's ready to do the apps, and you can message your friends through it. And then you could see your expenses in real time if you really want to see how much you're spending on the cruise. The last time I was on a cruise, I sat down at the dinner table, and there wasn't any menus, but there was a QR code.
Yes.
So I was able to do the QR code, and the menu popped up. And the nice thing about that is lit on my phone, so it's bright enough, so I just need to pinch it, or larger or smaller. Mm-hmm. And other people are requesting menus. So I already had mine all selected before anybody even got... They even had a chance to look at their menus. And then when they're trying to look at their menus in the dark, they had trouble. They didn't know that they could do flashlight.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't know they could do magnifier.
Yes.
So they would check. They could do that really easy. And then when I go on the deck, I listen to my audiobook or music, and I have my iPad in case I want to read a story. So I'm always using my phone. And then I went into a bar, and I find out that I'm getting a notification on my watch that the sound level is too high. It's above 90 decibels, which is damaging to the ear. So I could either reposition myself in the room or go to another bar or whatever. So a lot of nifty things that can be used, a lot of features that are used in everyday life.
After I hear Tom talk, I don't know how I did anything without an Apple. It's amazing. And a lot of restaurants, you know, just local restaurants are going to the QR codes,
menu. Yes.
I've paid Applebee's. You could pay on the QR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. It's coming. It's going to be pretty not specific, but pretty wide usage for all the restaurants in the future, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're starting to see more and more and more of that. The big thing, though, that I think, and the thing that seems to keep showing up in the help lab sessions when we have them, is people not getting their head around the fact that this isn't a telephone. You know, it isn't an email checker. It's so much more. But it's also something that if you don't play with it and experiment with it and practice with it, it's not going to be of any use to you even after you have the classes. So one of the things we got to do is figure out how do we get people to do that. I got to thinking about what would a mother say to her son who was trying to learn to ride his bicycle. And he says, oh, my, I looked at it in the garage once, and I'm not sure I can do that. And, you know, that's not how you learn to ride a bicycle. You get on the bicycle and you fall off. The thing is that you need to play with this stuff and practice it and begin to internalize it. You know, you went through a lot of stuff, Tom, that you've thought about how in the world you're going to actually take advantage of this and what apps you would use and those kind of things. So how did you do that? What was the thing for you that told you you needed to do that?
It was determination. When you start realizing that there's a lot out there, you start looking into it and you want to learn a little bit more. And that's how I did it. And I heard people say, oh, I can't do that. I'm too old. I can't do it. But even little kids, when they pick it up, they pick up a phone and they fiddle with it and they tinker with it until they get it. And they keep doing it so they remember. And it doesn't matter what age. My mother-in-law is 87 years old, and she got her first Apple phone last year, and it's amazing the things that she's learning, and she's going on YouTube and learning stuff, so I don't accept age as an excuse. But there's another benefit, too. If you look up AARP, they're saying, well, to keep your mind active, you want to learn a new instrument, or you want to learn a new language. But if you think about it, that's what the phone is. It's a new language, so you're benefiting yourself. You're benefiting your mind. And that's what's being recommended to us as we do age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have heard a few people in leaving the session say that they have learned, and I feel like they're probably more prone to start digging around in the phone and hitting, playing with some buttons, whereas before they attended the class, I wouldn't think that they would be like that. So.
Oh, yeah, and they're thrilled. And even everyday stuff like taking their photos, well, we do that on the cruise too, and organizing that into albums and how easy it is to search on things and identify people in the pictures. It's just incredible what's out there.
And you left off the most important thing, the Apple Pay.
Yeah, I'll be doing that too.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll come out of it.
It's at the end of the cruise when I cry.
Yeah, but you get cash back, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's always struck me as strange. You know, you look at some of these car ads, $4,000, and you'll go by the car and say, why don't I have $4,000 in my pocket? What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Put that on my credit card. You can get about $12,000-$15,000 limit on Apple Card now. What's that? That'd buy you maybe one tire on your Tesla?
Yeah, about that. Ah, come on, they're regular tires.
Regular tires.
Yeah. Well, almost regular.
Almost. Well, can you give us a little hint on what we're going to expect for the next meeting, or is it too early?
No, we're going to be talking about fundamental skills that you need to have in order to be able to use some of these devices and some of the background information that makes this stuff work. And if you think about it, in the past, we had a telephone, and we had a phone directory, and we had our private little pocket directory that we carried around with us. The biggest problem with those things, though, they were at home.
Right.
So now we've got the ability to carry something around with us, and it has the same things in it. It's just in a different form factor. So the thing is, how do we internalize the difference in the form factor? What does that actually mean to us? And so I'm going to try and do some things to talk about that and try to give people an idea of how you can do some of those things.
Well, what's nice is a lot of states are buying into the driver's license
within
the wallet. So that's going to be a really big benefit when you can go to the airport and pull up your driver's license and your plane ticket without having to, you know, shuffle through a bunch of
things. As long as TSA will accept that.
Right.
You know, that's where that's where some of the rub comes in, is to what TSA will accept.
Well, I don't know about you all, but I've signed up for the TSA known flyer or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
And it's so nice going through.
Known traveler or something.
Yeah,
or
known traveler. Yeah. It's so nice going through security.
If you're traveling outside the country a lot, yeah, that's something very, very good to do. It was interesting, though, that I was traveling in Dublin, Ireland with a couple of friends, and they were both on that program because they do a lot of overseas traveling. And when we came back through the airport, you actually enter the United States in the Dublin airport.
Really?
The U.S. Customs are on the lower level of the Dublin airport. So you go down there to go through, and once you've done that, then you're a regular local flight or, not an international flight when you get back to the United States, which is really great.
Oh, yeah.
We had long lines there, and it actually turned out that the line that we were in, which was not the one going through the rapid entry, moved faster than the rapid entry line. They were kind of shocked, and they said, what?
And you paid for that.
That's $80 for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here today. Thank you so much, you two, for joining us today. And Tom, thanks for all your help in giving these classes. It was it's quite a chore doing all these ones back to back.
Yeah, it was fun. You did a great job, Gary. Really appreciate your efforts there.
Yeah, same for you. I mean, we just kind of tag-teamed on it, and it really worked out. Mm. And, Chet, thank you for all your work on your presentations each month. I'm sure we'll probably hit, 80 or 90 slides?
I don't know. I'm amazed how many slides it takes to explain some of this stuff.
They're all great, though. So I guess with that, we're going to call it a day, and now we can do a three-way. Goodbye, Chet. Goodbye, Tom.
Good night, guys.
See you later, Gary.